But since International Women's Day is on Sunday, we thought it would be a good excuse to speak to some of our favourite people, like Fionnuala J, who spells Fionnuala the same way, and this particular lady.
Yes, Siobhan McSweeney, you will know her most likely as Derry Girls' Sister Michael. She has done a lot of work before and since Derry Girls. And tomorrow, she's going to be in on Thaivearc in Galway. It's part of Galway 2020 European Capital of Culture, their Wild Atlantic Women programme. She's going to be having a chat with the real-life Derry girl, Susan McKay, who's also an author and journalist. So we said we're going to use this as our excuse to catch up with Siobhan.
And we welcomed the clergy to the show, and we said it was the first nun, fictional or otherwise, that we had on the show. And I think Sister Michael, aka Siobhan McSweeney, enjoyed that fact.
Hello, how are you?
We're really good, and we're very happy to be chatting to you, because I think if I had to describe you in one word from what I've seen and read about you, it is entertaining. You always come across as entertaining. I follow you on Twitter and you always have something very interesting to say. And on that note, what will yourself and Susan McKay be chatting about on Saturday?
Well, that sounds like a very coded school report, doesn't it? Siobhan McSweeney is very entertaining. She'd be doing a lot better if she was less entertaining and studied a bit more of her times table. I am delighted and really, really excited to meet Susan McKay, who's an actual Derry girl and a fantastic writer and journalist. We're going to chat about everything, really. We're going to have a chat. I mean, in fairness, when I heard about it first, I presumed that it was me going to interview Susan, because she's far more interesting than me. She set up the Rape Crisis Centre in Northern Ireland. She is a fantastic author, really, really interesting about her hometown and the community she comes from in Northern Ireland. I suppose what we were talking about is we can't get away really from Derry Girls. We'll be talking a bit about that. We'll be talking about the fact that I actually have a decade of work prior to that. I didn't come out of the egg wearing the habit. And talking about a few other things that I've done prior and since Derry Girls. And we're going to be talking about the North, really, and the exciting times that we are living in. That should take about 5 minutes anyway, and then after that, God knows what'll happen. Go to the pub.
Questions from the floor, and hopefully they just keep coming. We'll take them like that. As a proud Cork woman, did you have much experience? Had you been in Derry much before Derry Girls, and how have you taken to it?
I hadn't. No, that's not true. My father was obsessed with Donegal, so while the rest of my schoolmates were going to foreign climes, we used to make the drive up to Donegal a few times on our summer holidays. So we ended up going to Derry a few times then when I was quite small. But much to my shame, and I imagine quite like a few people, I hadn't been in Northern Ireland really until I started working there. I certainly hadn't been in Derry since I was a child, no. And I absolutely adore it up there. Really, really, really love it. It's a great place.
Yeah, I was only there for the first time last summer, was it? A little bit before last summer. And I feel like I've been an unofficial ambassador for it ever since, particularly for the Derry City Food Tour that you can do. I mean, my God, it really was. I just feel everyone needs to know how much you get fed on it, how much interesting things you hear. And it's just, I didn't need to eat for about another day.
Oh, I know. I adore going up there and just getting fatter and fatter and fatter. It's a wonderful thing to do.
I'm more of the 24-hour McDonald's in Derry after coming home from a gig kind of man, rather than the food tour. But I've heard
much. But talking of which, like, there's such a great music scene in Derry now. I mean, Soak is the latest fantastic child of the city, who's absolutely wonderful. The city has such a great arts, music and culture background. Yeah, so many gigs. I've fallen out of many gigs there myself, yeah.
And hopefully not getting papped now. The difference from between Derry Girls and then becoming Sister Michael, have you had to reserve yourself a little bit more? Have you had to make any changes in your life? Be careful what gigs you're falling out of and into a taxi. Has anything changed in that respect?
No, I'm still falling out of places, and I still have every intention of falling out of places. People, if if they do recognise me, people are usually really wonderful, and it's also positive. It's really, really warm, especially in Derry. You're just part of the family there. And that's a very, very lovely thing. In general, I mean, I haven't changed my life at all. I would never change things because of that. I think people in this day and age understand how to be respectful. And also understand the difference between a character you play and somebody running to the shops to grab a pint of milk. There are very few people that would be disrespectful. I'm lucky, really. I'm lucky that the character is so well liked. I can't. If the character was not well liked, I don't know if it would be a different experience. But I'm a working actress. This is one of many roles I've played, and hopefully, although it's been quite it is a wonderful thing to play her. It's you know, people understand that you're doing a job as well, or at least I hope they do.
And we chat to you and the event that you're going to be taking part in Galway 2020 ties in ahead of International Women's Day, which is Sunday. And I think the theme is Wild Atlantic Women, which sounds very interesting. Who are the women who've made the biggest difference to your life?
Ah, that's a really good question. The biggest difference to my life. I mean, it's a cliche, and it's probably an obvious answer, but it's both of those things because they're true. I would say my mother. Mary O'Neill, who passed away 15 years ago, she definitely, as much in her death as in her life, has influenced me. She was the woman who reared me, who brought me up to be interested in the things that I speak about now. She taught me about trying to hold on to integrity. And not compromising, but not being a fool either. And she was very insistent on being a woman and speaking up and being independent, if those things make sense. So I have to doff my cap to Mary O'Neill there. She's certainly been responsible for this loudmouth.
Well, I think most of us are very, very thankful for that we're getting to hear what you have to say.
Maybe we finish with the stereotypical cliche question. What is next for Siobhan McSweeney? What is in the pipeline? Or what can you tell us is in the pipeline? It's like, oh, I've got a big project, but I can tell you nothing. Feck off. You're getting nothing from me.
I know, don't you hate that? Yeah. Well, I'll be very honest with you. The next in the pipeline for me is a big pile of washing I'm looking at right now. That will be the next thing. And then going out for a bit of lunch. I am attempting to write at the moment. And of course, we're later on in the year, we'll be going back into season 3. And there, unfortunately, I have to pull the whole. There are a few things that I can't really talk about. But I'm kept busy. I'm kept out of mischief. Perhaps not as much as I should, but I'm sure that'll change.
Can we run with the exclusive and the clickbaity headline? What's next for Siobhan McSweeney? And then it's just she's going doing her washing and leave it at that.
Yes, absolutely.
Fantastic.
Go on.
This is the way things should work. It shouldn't be taking something out of context. Ask for permission for a clickbaity headline, and if you get it, run with it.
That's it. I mean, like you're unique within your profession there. I understand. So then,
we'll just DM if there's anything we want to write about you. You know, is there anything mundane you can give us today that we can write clickbaity headlines, and we'll work it from that.
Listen, I think that should be the new thing. Just sort of a exclusive. We can confirm that the freezer is about to be defrosted in Siobhan's flat right now. Yeah,
this might take 2 to 3 days. Please stay tuned for updates.
Yes, she has been spotted hovering around the cleaning aisle in the local supermarket. Suspicions are. Yeah.
What will she buy next? I love it. Siobhan, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. Wish you all the luck in future. And thank you for your time and your wit and everything else as well that you brought.
Thank you so much. It's really sound. Thank you.
Weekdays from 2:50.